In a few moments, you'll have the opportunity to write on slips of paper those things you wish to leave behind. And I will collect them in my sacred old horse water pail, as I do every year, and burn them away after the service outside. And I'm going to kind of do that quickly because I'm meeting with our youth as well. It's become our tradition at this time of year to consider what we need to let go of instead of taking on new resolutions for the new year, although you're certainly welcome to do both. This will be a big year of letting go for me. As most of you know, I am scheduled to retire at the end of June. And as you also heard, I had a month off, and I want to admit that trying to let go of the guilt I felt about not being here through the holidays, and especially for the Christmas Eve service, took some work. And I almost freaked out as I made my way through about 2,500 emails this past Wednesday, when one caught my eye saying something in the subject line about imagining Christmas Eve without the priest. It was from the Lutheran tradition. And I thought, whew, my negligence has not yet been discovered. One thing I've learned, and I know many of you have as well, is that things can go on without you. And when you accept this, your heart can experience a moment of humility. For the world keeps turning, life flows on in endless song, as the hymn says. And without being in your usual post, you also find a different purpose, a quietness from not being so essential, a moment of reprieve and light, and the simple joy of simply being, in my case, being with my family and loving every moment of my six-month-old grandson's first Christmas. This little guy scooted to the Christmas tree and knew exactly already what was his. Back to that feeling of humility. In my ponderings, I have come to believe that this capacity to feel humility is similar to the Buddhist concept of beginner's mind. I have also felt this humility this past year, wrestling with my cataract surgeries and not being able to drive at night and the patience that took for me and some of you, and then my husband's hip replacement surgery. Our bodies will remind us of our fallibility and our human shortcomings, that we are indeed not Superman or Superwoman, that we will need help doing the smallest of things. Buddhist nun Pema Chodron says that rejoicing in ordinary things is not sentimental or trite. It actually takes guts. Rejoicing in ordinary things is not sentimental or trite. It actually takes guts. I know that when Michael can bend down and tie his own shoes again, that he will be grateful, and I will be grateful. When we are forced to stop and pay attention to the minutest details of life, we are humbled, and beginner's mind, a moment of unknowing and wonder, can flow through you. This is not a simple thing. It does not change all that you know or all that you are. It stops you, though, for a moment and gives you the capacity to have a bit deeper wisdom. One founded on the wonder of being surprised. One that accepts limitations. One that appreciates the simplest touch and the quietest smile. Now, of course, you could feel other things like humiliation, shame, guilt, frustration, the baggage that comes with constant perfectionism and demanding expectations. Or you could just let that go and be grateful for the presence of those who love you. Be grateful for your own ingenuity and capacity to try or do something completely different. Be grateful that you can ask for help and that someone will respond, and be perhaps amazingly kind. Learning to let go, finding humility for the rough edges of our natures, Being willing to begin again with a beginner's mind is a spiritual exercise. And when it happens, note it and keep it and remember it for the next time. It focuses us on the deepest layers of our emotional pain, the whys, not just the whats, and the whys of our own natures, the why. Not just our litany of blaming others. Learning to understand the why is your story. You may be able to define your pain, your emotional struggle, and we may all be able to see it with you. But only you know your own journey and what brought you to this moment in your life. As you consider what you will write this year, perhaps something you have been working on for years, search your difficult emotions, those petty jealousies, those moments when you know you are not living up to your full and best self. These are almost always showing up in those small things. Or perhaps you need forgiveness or to forgive yourself. Are you suffering from guilt or shame? Are you haunted with other negative feelings, such as a lack of self-esteem and belief in yourself, a sense of failure, self-doubt, gloominess, bitterness? Do you know the root cause of that? Do you need to accept yourself and learn to retell your story? Find a different narrative, as they say. And if you understand why, do you need then to finally, once and for all, let that negative emotion go? You have worked it through. And clear it from your mind, your heart, and your soul. If that's the case, let today's fire cleanse and let it allow you to truly begin again. I know, too, that some of you carry physical and emotional pain that cannot simply be released. These may be the results of chronic conditions or the effects of our aging, things that we cannot change and must learn to live with and come to terms with. But ritual is for our spiritual layer, our deep inner light, soul, inner teacher. That is what ritual is meant to heal or strengthen. And if we can strengthen our inner spiritual level, we can learn to bear with more grace and resiliency those things we cannot change. And believe me, we all have them. And then we can accept ourselves for simply who we are. Our inner self, the true self that exists at your core, deeper than your ego and all the roles you play in your life, does not dwindle or die, even if it is hidden or forgotten. Ritual is meant to speak to that part of yourself, and that's why on the surface it can almost seem like magic. But if our spirit selves are participating today, we will at least be setting our intention to let go of deep-rooted pain. So let hope touch your heart. Let it open the door. And may this be the year your inner light sparks and shines forth more constantly and certainly in your life, day after day. Claim those written words in the quietness of your heart. And after the service, as I mentioned, I will burn them away. And it's also okay to have more than one piece of paper, more than one or two things you want to let go of. They will all burn up and turn to ash. So may your words be true. May our burning together be true. And may we each make a fresh start to this new year together. I'm going to ask Susan to help me. And we're going to pass out the magical offering plates with paper and pens. This takes a little bit of time.